the notion that the social and cultural upheaval of the 1960s, which transformed our society, holds a special debt to the struggle of African Americans for liberation, is now accepted as historical fact. Dr. Karanga explained that the quest for freedom is closely associated with cultural identity.
It is also an act of freedom against cultural imperialism of the dominant society, which sought to strip us of our African culture, deprive us of our dignity and identity as persons and a people, and to mold us in its own image. The recovery of the ancient vision and values of Africa as a foundation and framework for the enrichment and expansion of our lives was thus a central part of our people's struggle to be free politically as well as culturally. And it is in this spirit of cultural self-determination and unity and identity purpose that Kawid is embraced and celebrated by millions of persons, African community on every continent in the world.
In a society which promotes individualistic values and self-interest, says Dr. Karanga, there is confusion in the very meaning of liberation. There is a timely lesson for progressive peoples seeking to create a better world, and it is contained in the concept of operational unity.
Can we give a list of things that everybody agrees on? That the people still want freedom. That the wrong and injured still want justice. That the masses of people still want power over their destiny and daily life, and the world wants peace. Operational unity means unity in diversity, unity without uniformity, unity in principle and in practice. In the midst of our diversity and differences, we must always strive to find common ground and build on it. If you want operational unity, the first and most important is mutual respect for each other as persons. Second, mutual respect for the ideas and interests of these people. Just admit that the person can think like you do.
Indeed, in times when the world seems disunited and the future looks bleak, the greatest legacy of this communitarian movement lies in its insistence on unity as a basis for successful struggle and our identification with the forces of life itself.
And the principle of unity teaches us also to feel a sense of oneness with and responsibility to each other, to humanity and the world. It calls on us to think deeply and meaningfully about the interrelatedness of life on which our existence and development as a people, a species, and world depend, and to act accordingly. Indeed, one of the greatest challenges of our times, black people, is to be self-consciously unified and principled communities, just societies, and a good world whose principles and daily practices respect, sustain, and enrich life rather than disrespect, diminish it, and destroy it as our oppressor does.
From Brooklyn, New York, this is Fred Wynn for the WBAI Sunday News.